Welcome, everyone. I am Michael, your host for Judgment Day. This is the 11th episode in this podcast reading series. The trial of Judgment Day continues. The prosecution will commence the presentation of his case to the Lord. I will be reading the text of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies. This is an avant-garde approach to presenting prophetic poetry. This episode is the presentation of entries 658 through 660 from Book 5, Volume 2. Be sure to download Volume 1 of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies for free from polly@loshapubs.com. Get ready for Judgment Day. Get ready for the apocalypse. You're listening to Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecy. Blessings be unto God, the Father and all of creation. I stand for justice and truth in God's presence, for God is eternal and existing everywhere in the universe. There is only one God, and God is the Holy Spirit. The Son of Man has now the time before the Lord, being granted by God's own choice to be the one who will present the case in defense of mankind to prosecute the criminals who victimize them all.
Humanity has been the victim of a crime, Your Honor. The unauthorized interference in the evolution of man was an illegitimate extraterrestrial intervention event occurring 6,000 years ago on the Earth. This testimony will present the facts as known, and the case for restitution will be made. The occurrence of criminal activity on Earth has not been a victimless crime. First affected was the mother of all men. Eve was the first seduced by Satan to sin. Man was without the knowledge of sin or crime until Satan came to the earth to corrupt Eve.
While it might seem to be really old news, the facts of true events must be told because they are all the origins of the crime and the victims who have suffered since that time. To the Lord who sits upon his mighty throne. God is our judge, and justice is the Lord's. For the grace of Almighty God is truth, and may all that I write be only the truth. Son of Man, who stands now before God, the Savior of the world and advocate of the righteous, will not waver from his post, for he was chosen, born completely human and a descendant of David. God will truly glorify him as he continues to speak.
It was not enough for that evil one who blasphemed God with his rebelliousness that he corrupted both Adam and Eve. The sinful act of murder resulted by his influence also. Cain killed Abel in a moment of jealous rage, which originated from the presence of Satan. The jealous rage of Satan has cursed mankind. Not enough for that evil one that he offended God and was cast out of heaven. He corrupted the sons of God in heaven, tricking them to descend upon the earth. When time was early in the days of man, and God had not yet declared a limit, the years passed uncounted and unknown. until God made his decree, limiting the age of man.
Praise the Lord of heaven with all gloriousness, and may all voices give God eternal joy with love. Those loving sons of God who give him praise will be eternally joyful in their Father's glory. The Son of Man stands and is fully prepared. No detail of the crime or those criminals will escape his purview as he presents this prosecutorial case on the Day of Judgment. The glory of the Lord is upon him even now, because he has been anointed with the Holy Spirit. The strength and power of God's archangels are the gifts God has given to him.
It was not enough that Satan corrupted mankind. He led a rebellion among the holy watchers, leading them to descend to the earth at Mount Hermon, making them believe the cause was for love, not hate. The Uzzaran sons of God went down to the earth to procreate with human females having offspring of their own. When interference was prohibited by Almighty God the Father, those sons believed in their confusion that it was love. God is love, and this is the eternal truth. God is only one, and this is the eternal truth. God does not procreate with flesh and blood. God is eternal, and this is the eternal truth.
Well, this concludes episode 11 of Judgment Day. The subtitle for this segment was Victimized. The Son of Man was a victim of Satan's ire, and all of humanity has been victimized. It is not the fault of man that we err, but the Son of Man will prove this case. The criminals will pay for their crimes, and God's justice will be done. Humanity will be judged, and none will escape the wrath of God. Be sure to subscribe for notifications of the next release. You don't want to miss any of these episodes. Thank you for listening. I am Michael.